Namaste. I welcome you all to the 121st session of Guru Bodha. Unfortunately, today Raghuram sir will not be joining, so I myself and Dr. Guraja sir will be conducting this session. On behalf of us, all of our students, I cordially welcome Guraja sir to this session. Good evening and Namaste, sir.
Good evening, everyone.
I dedicate this and all of my works at the holy feet of Dr. H. Chandrasekhar Urupa of Divine Power Trust. This session is brought to you by easyayurveda.com. And Dr. Guraja sir runs Development Care Ayurveda Center in Shivamogga. He can be consulted at easyayurveda.com/Guru Raja. These are the few cases treated very well by Guraja sir, and he has been courteous enough to share the line of treatment, etc. with us. So, we started this session, last session, with the, to celebrate the World Sleep Day, and there were many questions which were left unanswered in the last session, so which we are going to take. The first one is relation to night food and sleep pattern. Some people take dinner and soon after go to bed, that can cause a disturbance of sleep. So there are many aspects of dinner and sleep. So Guraja, so the question was that in the night food increase spice intake, can it cause any disturbance in the sleep? Also there is caffeine intake. Some people take coffee or tea multiple times in a day, that can also cause disturbance in the sleep. And ghee intake at night, is it good for sleep? Please, sir.
See, it's basically and totally some sort of habit they cultivated. It's nowhere it is going to help in that way. We may come in the line of the concepts what lay on in Ayurveda. Very typically, night food, if it is increased with spices, definitely if it is more spice, you will not get the sleep. Your sleep will be disturbed. But there is a contentment limit where you can consume your food as per your requirement and you feel contented that you are feeling good, comfortable, then definitely you will have a very good sleep after the dinner. But the dinner contents are rich in spices, then you have all the chances that it disturbs your sleep and you may require some water, so many things in the throughout the night, so disturbance will be there. Second thing, consuming ghee at night can improve the sleep or disturb the sleep. Once again, it doesn't matter if it is up to the limit or your contentment, then definitely it will going to support in getting the sleep. Otherwise, once again, if it is beyond your capacity, if you are consumed, then even though it is ghee, definitely it is going to cause disturbance. So anything in excess is always going to make you a disturbed one at night sleep. So it is better to consume the at night. People say that it will be good, but we have seen that many a time students and even the drivers who drive all through the night, they take tea and coffee in order to avoid sleep. And even the students also take many a times the coffee and tea in the night while preparing for the examinations. So it is definitely not going to help to improve the sleep. Somebody may say that I take a tea in the night and I take a caffeine or coffee, then I'll go to bed, it will be good. It may not be sounding something, typically supporting things. But it is basically a habit might have been cultivated by that fellow, that consuming this thing and then going to bed, and he might have done something called okasatmita. So it is not exactly the thing which supports the concepts. So caffeine is considered and even established fact that it improves the mental functions, it improves the grasping, it improves the learning abilities, or clears the vision, or it also stimulates the indriya patavatva. When there is an indriya is getting connected to the earth outside, definitely you will not get a sleep. When we develop a detachment from the indriya artha, from indriya, and then only the start course of sleep, the pattern or cycle starts. So it is always something which is non-stimulating should be consumed at the night, only to the level of satisfaction, then there will be good induced sleep.
So it's interesting that anything that stimulates sense organs would delay the sleep. Not only the caffeine, even the like a smartphone addiction and scrolling through the Instagram and Twitter endlessly also stimulates the sense organs unnecessarily and causes a decrease in the sleep. And and so next question was that I heard you that you recommend a cup of warm milk at night as a remedy for improving sleep. But does it increase kapha dosha unnecessarily, or in people with worsened who have cough, cold, etc., or even asthma, they will not be able to take it?
See, there is a customized rules and there is a common rule and there is a specificity. We need to understand that. Milk definitely going to improve your sleep pattern, that is sure of that. But a person who is already suffering from kapha dosha or some asthma or allergies and something like that, definitely is not a right kind of person to consume the milk at the night. Generally, it is said that for one who is healthy, in order to get a proper sleep or to improve your sleep pattern, he may go for a cup of milk at night. Definitely, it is going to improve his sleep pattern. And this milk doesn't cause the increase of kapha, whatever the people think that. That is because of the T2 milk and A1 milk and those allergens and all those things. There's a lot of issues with that. Otherwise, milk which is very clearly from E2 cows, and in a generalized person, one who is not suffering from any of these conditions, definitely it is not going to cause any disturbance in any of the kapha or worsen the cough, cold, something like that. The person one who is already afflicted with a kapha or it is already suffering from a cold condition or a sore throat or an asthma person, then such a person is better to avoid it. Or when you consume milk, consume with haldi, that is curcumin, and that is turmeric powder plus maricha, that is a pepper powder. Then the combination will definitely avoid the formation of kapha out of that. That is also mala kapha, it is not a dosha kapha out of that. So that can be managed in that way. It doesn't mean that everybody should consume a milk at night for the purpose of sleeping. It is a good practice, you can consume it, provided if you are not suffering from those conditions which are provocative and can easily, just by consuming a milk, may your condition may become worsened.
Thank you, sir.
That our people understood fact.
Thank you, sir. And next, there's a question on nutmeg. Clearly, nutmeg is told as a remedy for improving sleep, but is it safe to take daily? If so, what is the right dose to take?
Nutmeg can improve your sleep pattern, but it is a kashaya, we should remember that. So continuously taking kashaya at bed may not be a good one, but provided if you are not suffering from any hypertension or something like that, then it is better to be avoided. If it is not there, there is no hypertension, nothing like, then you can go with a nutmeg. A pinch of nutmeg, that is something around not more than 100 to 250 mg of that per dose of milk or something like that. When you boil it with that, then consume it. That will be good. But provided the person should not be having any issues related with consuming a kashaya rasa pradhana dravya, maybe for example a person suffering from constipation, a person already known to have a peripheral resistance and has developed a, hypertension. So such people are not recommended to consume the nutmeg at the night. Jati phalam.
Thank you, sir. And regarding Brahmi, there is again mixed reviews. Some people say that they feel increased alertness with Brahmi. So due to that, they do not feel sleepy. Whereas, in some people with Brahmi Grita, it is known to calm the mind and improve sleep. So how to decipher this, sir, please?
Definitely, Brahmi is an important drug which you take for the purpose of Maitreya Sayana and also improve the sleeping pattern. And definitely, we all know that, and even the studies have established that a person who takes a very good sleep at night, a good sleep of 6 to 7 hours, his memory power will be comparatively much better than a person who takes only 3 to 4 hours of sleep at night. So definitely a particular time improved and a good quality sleep definitely will improve the alertness as well as even learning capacity and also memory. So here Brahmi, generally we don't use Brahmi for the purpose of sleeping. Whenever there is a sleep is required, the better drug would be Jatamamsi. We go for Jatamamsi content, or even if the person is not having any issues with the hypertension or something like that, then we can go for the Sarpaganda. These drugs are comparatively better in inducing the sleep rather than Brahmi. Brahmi can also induce sleep, but it is not directly inducing the sleep as these drugs will do. So it is better for the purpose of sleep, if it is to be considered, then the better option would be Jatamamsi and then Sarpaganda in that same order. Consuming Brahmi or Ashwagandha or Vacha, these are indirect, even Yashtimadhu, Shankapushvi. They improve the alertness, learning capabilities. They will keep the alertness of the mind, keep the mind calm, and act as a more in favor of Maitreya Sayana rather than inducing a sleep. But in a cyclic pattern, in a daytime when you are awakened and you are doing your all regular activities, then there will be increased alertness. There may be very clear understanding of the concept which is being focused at you. But at the same time, the person will develop a very good sleep in the night. So this will help you to have a systemic and a cyclic pattern of alertness in the sleep. But just directly to induce your sleep, I think a better drug would be Jatamamsi and Sarpaganda.
Thank you, sir. And there was like a question on Nasya, whether it improves sleep or not. And related to that, a student has asked, does putting a few drops of Kshirabala 1-1 or Thailam on the vertex of the head gives good sleep at night? So definitely the oil therapies have a definitive role in improving the kapha dosha and thereby calming the mind and improving sleep also. So.
Definitely, I would recommend to apply oil to Murdhni Pradesha, that is on the head, maybe something as a Shiva Abhyanga or Shirobhikyu or something like that, or a vortex application of the oils. They would be much better in improving the sleep pattern rather than going for the Nasya. Because Nasohi Shirasad Dwaram, if you put anything into the nose, definitely it goes directly to the brain. So then definitely it is going to increase the alertness. And even that may cause some irritation, because at the time of a sleep, you should not have any irritations or anything. Your mind should be calm and it should be free from all these things. Then only you can have a sleep, good sleep. So when you when you give Nasya, maybe with even Kshirabala also, your nose may start become stuffy. It may become a difficulty in breathing for some people. So all these issues will be there. We need to consider all those things before going for the Nasya. But whereas, comparably applying to the Kheerabala or something like that, or even the Brahmi Amla Taila or Brungamalaka Taila to the head at the vertex, definitely improves sleep pattern without doing any complications in most of the people. So it is better to go for such type of application of oils to the vertex rather than the nasya.
Thank you, sir. And and also there was a question on vivid dreams. Some people get they get the sleep all right, but their dreams become so vivid, and the dreams will be continuous, and it makes them tired. It becomes so tired that they do not feel fresh in the morning. Usually, I have seen this type of a thing in people with depression, less of depression, maybe more of anxiety, phobia, or who have this mania, or you know, many of the psychiatric disorders, which are not just the you know increase or decrease of the mood. It's like where there is a specific psychiatric pathology established, there they keep on getting this one. Like for example, paranoid schizophrenia, where persons have continuous you know suspicion over everything in them, so they keep on seeing vivid dreams, etc. So how to deal with it, or dealing with the underlying diseases as such, along with some sleep improvement therapies and medicines already mentioned, could be useful, sir?
Definitely, in people like this, when there's a depression or anxiety or phobia, mania, something like that, and they get vivid dreams in their sleep, and they could remember even to see dreams, that is a thing which is going to be disturbing to them. Many, because we all while sleeping get dreams, but most of the time the dreams will not be remembered in the next day. But if you could be able to remember the dreams, means definitely it has its own effect. So it is better in those patients giving a jetamamsi tablet in the night, or even the oil containing jetamamsi can be applied to the head, and even applying of Brahmi Taila to the head, that will be good one in order to get the sleep. And after application of these taila onto the head with a supportive massage, with a very slow movement of the fingers in the scalp, definitely will going to help to bring the sleep, and that will be very good, and will be deep sleep. So you will not be disturbing anything, and you will not find any dreams are also there. Then it will not be remembered next day, and you will not be having any issues with the hangover or something like that, or retiring something like the next morning. So it is better to go for these tablets and oils application and a continue.
Thank you, sir. And in the oil application on the eyes, or you know, on the closed eyes, let's say, there is a famous Kannada proverb or a slang language that kannige ratri kannige enne bitkondu hota idde. But my experience with my clients and myself is, if I apply a little bit of same Brahmi Taila or Bringamalakadi Taila, etc., on the closed eyes, and also on the forehead, if it is gently massaged along with the scalp, it increases sleep rather than decreasing it, sir.
Definitely, application of oil on the closed eyelids definitely improves the sleep or induces sleep, and be a good one. Even we have seen that while sleeping, if your eyes are irritated and you are getting trouble due to that irritated eyes, and then we go for the application of Godugda, few drops of Godugda instilled into the eyes. And even the closed eyes, we use to keep the cream of the milk. So that will going to help us to have a very good sleep, and it removes the heat from the eyes. So thereby the eyes will get cooled and they will have a very good sleep. Then regarding that, putting an oil to the eye, definitely if you put oil to the eyes, open eyes, then it will be somewhat disturbing in the vision and may not be helping you in any way, but it is better to be put oil to the closed eyelids. When the eyelids are totally closed, and that if you put it, then it will be good. Otherwise, sometimes the oil may cause irritation and you will have some sort of uneasiness. You cannot even call it simply, irritation. It will not be irritation, but something like you will not be feeling comfortable with your vision later on when you put oil to the eyes, directly open the eyes if you put oil. So it is better to put oil on the closed eyelids, and later before opening things, it is better to be wipe off and then open, cooling and supporting.
Thank you, sir. And related to the oil, like sesame oil versus coconut oil, if you are just considering these two, probably coconut oil is for application of the head. Between the two, probably coconut oil is better for sleep than sesame oil, sir.
See, it should not be understood in that sense. Both oils are good. Sesame oil is hot, it's virata, but doesn't mean that if you put that oil on your skin or the head, it is going to have a hotness or a hot effect on your body. It is not so. If you observe that, the sesame oil is comparatively more familiar in Tamil Nadu, where people consume the oil even in the food, as well as they apply that sesame oil to the head. And they are keeping it as a cool thing. So it is not hot. Coconut oil is cold, that is sure. But whereas the mustard oil is comparatively hotter, and that should not be used for that purposes. But for pain relief and for Vatahara purposes, mustard oil is a very good one. But for the purpose of getting a soothing effect, the first choice should be coconut oil and the second thing is sesame oil. And once again with that, if any familiarity or vokasatmika is there with respect to the using of oils, then better according to the place where they are originated and the place, the type of oil they are using since childhood, that would be considered as in one of the important criteria to select which oil is good for them. Otherwise, both oils, coconut oil as well as sesame oil, is good for application. But first choice, primary choice would be coconut oil, which is cold in nature compared to Shita Virya when compared to even sesame oil. But sesame oil is also not hot as such, it is said, because many of the parts of the Tamil Nadu is comparatively hotter, but they use it for the head and they say it is cooler. So general practice is entirely different what the book says. So that's what we need to understand, that the hotness is in part or with an inside, I think. But when it's applied to head, I don't think so it's going to cause you any trouble.
Thank you, sir. And there is a question in the last class about this combination specifically. Ashwagandha, Shankapushpam, Brahmi and other herbs for sleep. Other herbs is not definitive. If you consider just these three, are they good for sleep or stimulating brain, etc.? Your thoughts on this combination, sir, please.
I think already we have discussed about these things. Ashwagandha, Shankapushpi, Brahmi, they are all Vedya Rasayanas. Their purpose is to improve the brain functions. These Dravyas, their primary objective is to improve the cognitive functions. So cognitive function means that it will be always learning abilities, understanding and even considering which is right and wrong. Are all these decision making, so many such type of things will be done by these things, and they help in that fashion. In turn, when we take it as a regular thing, they also induce a sleep at night as a routine cyclic pattern. But just in the night you want to sleep better and I am not getting sleep, then better drug would be, as I said, Jatamamsi would be the best one, followed by Sarpakantha.
Thanks, sir. Okay, and then there's going through the topics today. There's an interesting one saying that some people are naturally nocturnal in their habits because going back to our human evolution, we were all hunters and gatherers. From their time, some people are naturally nocturnal. And this particular group was supposed to watch for the tribe at night. Is that true? And amongst many of us, some people think better in the evening hours or night hours, and some people are like morning persons, and some people are night persons. They feel they get the clarity of mind to think and do creative work specifically in the night. So if someone, the question is, if someone is a habitual night person, meaning he gets a mental kick by working at night, over a period of time, should he be forced to get back to bed early?
See, one thing we need to understand, over the evolution, we may become like this, but thing is, which is best suited for us, that we need to understand. Previously, when these the entire Samhitas and these things were written, very clearly Acharyas and your entire world is dependent on the sun and moon. Whenever there is the sun outside, the light was there, so they used to conduct all sort of activities in the daytime, and once it is almost dawn, then it is definitely, it is all time to get the refreshment for our tired body and mind, and we need to go for a sleep and all those things. So that was a pattern that naturally it was there. If you consider this as a right thing, even the present science also recommends this. Sleeping in our night time will definitely going to help us in a long way. And it has proven that those who work in the night time and those who in a night shift, they'll work for a longer times, they tend to become weary. So that's the reason very clearly said, those who work in the night will tend to develop wrinkles earlier. They tend to develop gray hairs, they tend to lose hairs, and even the bone mass they lose, and the low function gets disturbed. So many issues are there with the night shift workers. So it is not the right kind of time to work, it is the right kind of time to sleep. So we need to understand this. And of course, we are all developed our habits of working in a particular time. For me, getting and working in the morning and sleep, the right kind of thing. So all these things are there. So we need to understand. But all these things are developed based on our habits and our habits which we have developed over a year of time. For a period of time, 2 o'clock, no problem, I assume, I will do it. But getting up early in the morning, no, it is not possible for me. There are so many such people out there. For certain people, no, getting even after even 11 o'clock in the night means it's already midnight for them. Because they get up in the 4:35 a.m. in the morning. So it is a habitual thing which we have developed accordingly. We feel comfortable, but doesn't mean that which is right and which is wrong. So we will go by the rule of the nature, and we'll go by the rule of our texts. Very clearly said, one has to go for bed during night, take rest, and that is a bhuta dhatri. It is said the night sleep is being considered as a bhuta dhatri, means something which is supportive in the nature for all the mahabhutas present in our body, just like dhatri, mother, it protects the body. So one has to go for the sleep during night. You should not term yourself or label yourself that I am in a night owl, I can work in the night. No, that may be true, but you are doing a wrong thing with your body. Slowly try to change your pattern of working and bring back the things that you can get a very good sleep at the night. So that is the thing.
And in this, I have observed that it is sustainable up to say 30 to 35 years of age, when our immunity and body tissues, everything is like in a healthy stage. But once that pitta and later vata starts kicking on, all the bad habits that we have inculcated in the early teens and 20s and 30s, they start biting us back. So
definitely karma returns. Whatever you had done in the earlier time, it will come back with all interest. Double the interest, it will come back.
Yeah, and the switching is not easy is one thing, and another thing is that even if we switch, also the healthier effects to absorb in the body, that healthier effects needs to be absorbed by the body, and the good symptoms or good things to be seen also takes a lot of time. That's why self-disciplined attitude from the very beginning is so very important. And going through, there's a question. I mean, I have got this question many times. What side should you sleep, left side or right side or on the back? Is there any rule?
It is recommended and it is better to sleep on your left side. The reason is, it will give a little bit of comfort, as well as your sleep on the left side means your stomach containing the digestive materials, including the acid, that will not come to the lesser curvature part of it. It will be more towards the right curvature than the greater curvature. Then the fundus and the turning of the stomach will avoid the gases, particularly the acid reflexes, to come to the throat. That is the best method. You can sleep in that pattern. Otherwise, when you sleep in particular direction also, throughout the night, you can't sleep in the same position. Once you are in sleep, the body automatically starts something like, how you turn around the pancakes, something like that. The body also goes on turning from this side to that side. So it'll be sometime in supine position, sometime you will be in the other angle. So it is there. But once you go for the first early part of the sleep, it is better to go with the left sided one. That is a more comfortable comparatively. But of course, when your task for the day is completed and you are fully contented with your content for the day and you are successful, sleep kicks come from naturally wherever, however you sleep.
Yes, sir. And I had read about a soldier technique for sleep, which was found to be like very effective. In that soldier's technique for sleep, in that it was observed with a group of soldiers. I forgot which country soldiers, probably European. They found that soldiers are so worked up during the daytime that excessive stress was making them to sleep less. So in that, this technique is observed or adopted for better sleep or better falling of sleep. The theory is that we sometimes, when we go to bed, sometimes we hold up our muscles tight, as if we are carrying our still carrying or holding back our body, and we are not letting loose the body onto the bed. So the technique involves like starting from the head, concentrate on the head and let it relax on the pillow, and then the neck, and then the chest, and then the arms. So slowly, arm by arm, or part by part, relax voluntarily and let it fall on the bed rather than you folding it stiff. So like this, many other techniques have come. So there's another question on. So we talked about the sesame oil and the coconut oil and then mustard oil. How about castor oil for applying on the eyelids? Is it any beneficial?
Definitely, castor oil is much cooler but much stickier. But care should be taken. If it goes inside the eye, then it causes a little bit of irritation. It is better to be applied on closed eyelids. It can be applied and it is a very coolant one on application outside. But if it enter inside the eye, then it causes irritation. That must care must be taken.
And is it a good idea to change the oils as per season? For example, summer, maybe coconut oil and other mustard oil, maybe in the winter, etc. Is that a good idea?
We can use these oils typically for head. Because in the winter, if it is cold, then we cannot go for the cool oil. Then if it is better, we can go with or mix with Yamakasneha would be called as 50% coconut oil, 50% with mustard oil. You can mix it and go for it. So this Mishrakasneha is also a very good one. In that, or you can, if you are habitual type of snehas, oils. For example, a person who is from the northern India, he is very much habituated for the mustard oil. Mustard oil, it sounds something for them, and it is a smell and taste, so many things they'll come and tell about that. But if you clear light, if you consider, they are comfortable with coconut oil. But coconut oil may not be good for the other type of people in other part of the world. And some people may be more familiar and accustomed, habituated with the tilataila or the sesame oil. Some people may be comfortable with the groundnut oil. So something like this. This for even the application and for the cooking media and everything. But for the when it is taken consideration for the purpose of applying to the head, the preferable and the most suitable for everyone is coconut oil in the first order, followed by sesame oil or even the erenda thaila, the castor oil, and even the mustard oil. That can be in that orders can be used. And depending upon the season, definitely it is yes. If it is in a very warm the summer season, we can go for the erenda thaila, because erenda thaila applying oil to the head becomes literally coolant, but is much more coolant when it is compared to, because of its sticky nature. So it can be taken. But in rainy season and other part time when there is a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, then the erenda thaila, these things are not sufficient, not a right kind of oils. We need to have a very light oil which is not so much of sticky. So then the coconut oil is comparatively much better. So this is the thing we need to understand. But if it is required, then accordingly we can go for the mixing of oils. Yamaka, Mishrakasneha can be done.
Thank you, sir. And
there is one even slang one is there in Canada. They used to say that for particularly the way we need to sleep. They say that undu nooru nooradi nedadu kendathalli kai kaasi gandu meel maadi malagidare swargakke kichu hachenda sarvajna anta. So that's what very typically one saying that walk 100 yards, then heat your arms with a smoke and fire, then sleep on your left side by raising your right side, and that will be equivalent to the swarga, means the heaven. So that's what has been said. So such type of practices also there in rural India and as well as earlier part times, many people used to do that.
And there's another question about oversleeping. We have discussed in depth about the decrease in sleep, which is the most relevant problem of the modern day and time, but some people sleep longer hours. So how to go about that? How do you advise clients who find themselves sleeping longer than desired? some mentioned that when they eat less for dinner or add spices to their meals in an attempt to wake up early, they feel hungry before bedtime and end up eating again, resulting in waking up later. Even when they opt for a light dinner, such as a cup of milky grains or kitchen fare, they still find themselves sleeping for 9 hours or more. Would you recommend they simply rely on an alarm clock to wake up, or is there any bigger problem to address here, sir?
See, it's very typically, we need to address the two important things, the cycle of eating and cycle of sleeping. So we need to adjust in such a way that typically our body should respond with an hungry and in a signaling for eating, and in similar fashion there should be a cycling and signaling for the sleeping. If you, and this can be habituated by practice, and if you make it in a good sense and disciplined way of eating as well as sleeping, definitely it is good. And probably usually what I observed is when the task was complete, you are hectically working for 5 days and you have done your job and now you are relaxed, you got extra time, then the may have done the 2 hours of sleep. But okay, that would be that. But whenever there is still, for example, your exams are ahead and you're supposed to get up at 5 and still you're sleeping even at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. then it's the wrong thing. Setting up an alarm and make you feel comfortable to get up at that time. And similarly, but I have seen that people many a times, particularly children, they will be sleeping like a log when they are in summer vacations or even that type of things. But tomorrow they are planning for a school trip and they are supposed to be at school at 5 a.m. They will be ready by 3 a.m. They will not be sleeping. Because they know that there's a task in their mind and they need to be go there and they're already anticipating to participate in that. So in that sense, they are always make them to be very alert. So that's a very clear thing. When we have a task to complete, definitely it doesn't allow us to sleep. But when there is a task is completed, definitely we feel more relaxed and more sleep will be there. And of course, more food if you consume, then definitely it will improve sleep. Or it may even consider taking such a food which are heavier guru in nature, may induce more hangovers and more guruta in the body that leads to more sleep. So we should be very cautious while what we eat, how to eat, when to eat, and these type of cycles, if it is done with a discipline, definitely we can have both a very cyclic pattern of eating as well as sleeping can be achieved.
Yes, and whether if a person is habitually sleeping for say 8 to 8.5 hours, but in other times his activities are okayish, meaning there is no sign of lethargy, he is doing his work as properly planned, and there is no lifestyle disturbance, etc. For him, maybe 8, 8.5, or even sometimes 9 hours of sleep is okay, because he's not lethargic or there is no anxiety, depression, other things involved. But if there is any underlying other things involved, then probably we need to look into those things and do some remedial measures. There is this question on the Trifala. So some people take Trifala tablet or decoction at night before going to bed for clearing stomach. Does that disturb or increase or alter the sleep pattern in any way?
As such, Trifala won't disturb your sleep or it won't improve your sleep. Trifala is generally, we take it as a tablet with rasayana effect as well as Trifala for the stomach clearance. But Trifala, if you consume it, that will clear the things in the next morning. So no question that it's going to disturb your sleep. And provided when you take it, at what time you sleep. If you are sleeping at 9 p.m. and consuming this tablet at 8 p.m., definitely you may get an alarm to go for the washroom at 4 a.m. That is due to that time, usually 6 to 7 hours of sleep. After that, that has to come out. So that's a real thing. And if you have consumed these things at 10 p.m. and you have went to bed for 10:30, then definitely it won't disturb you till 6 a.m. So I don't think so it is directly going to influence your sleep pattern in any way, either positively or negatively. It won't do any such things.
Thank you, sir. And there's a question on sleep and the direction of where we place on head. It's more of a Vasu type thing. Guru, so do you have anything to say here?
Of course, with some references from the Puranas as well as some references regarding this and the magnetic field of the earth, it is recommended to sleep in a west to east direction. Our body should be in west to east direction. It means our head may be in the west or it may be in the east. It can be. But preferably, to avoid sleeping toward the south or the north, preferably north. They say it should be avoided. Maybe you sleep as per the magnetic directions of north and south. To sleep in a called particularly that the east to west or west to east direction.
Thank you, sir. And going through the questions quickly. And there's a question on, say, a patient of anemia feels very sleepy after having lunch. And like, if there is a disease which is causing extreme tiredness, even it can be as simple as fever. So then, sleeping during daytime is not so very bad.
See, definitely, if a patient of anemia feels very sleepy after eating lunch, no issues with that. The reason is very simple. His oxygen means its blood is carrying oxygen, which is comparatively lesser, so it is not reaching to the parts. So whenever he is having anemia, his quantum of blood is also comparatively lesser. Maybe quality of blood is not suitable or reduced in a low quality. So in that situation, for every pump from the heart, when it is thrown out the blood, the major portion of the blood goes to the head, towards the brain. But as soon as we consume anything as a food, then the body makes a mechanism in such a way that a certain portion of that blood is also turned towards the gut. So thereby, our higher centers, particularly the brain and all those areas, we be deprived of their share of particularly the oxygen and even the and blood coming. We call it as a vyadi karshita. The one who is suffered from the vyadi, or one who is just recovering from the vyadi, such type of persons, soon after eating, they may feel heavy and sleepy just because the blood, more and more blood is turned towards the gut to get the nourishment and help in digestion, aid in digestion. So for all these purposes. So that's the reason we feel that is a little bit sleepy during that time. And that is not a bad thing that is allowed. As well as even a day sleep is allowed during summer. It is allowed during Grishma Ritu as well as in Sharad Ritu, autumn season, as well as it is allowed for the Vyadita, Bala, Vruddha, and even particularly Garbhini. So all these people, they are allowed. It is not considered as a taboo. It can be taken care of and it's not going to cause you any disturbance. It may be even supportive. So otherwise, if it doesn't fall on these categories, then still if you want to do a day sleep, then you will have a bad effect on your body because of the day sleeping.
Thank you, sir. And and there was a question on, can Trifala Agrita mixed with milk, can it be taken for at bedtime? It need not be sleep. It could be just if someone has advised it, is it okay to take?
No, like that, many things are there in a combination in Ayurveda, we can take it at night. But whether it is going to help for the sleep, that is a big question mark. Consuming trifala with ghee and the milk, it may not be for the purpose of sleep pattern. Maybe it is for the rasayana purposes, immunity.
I think we have covered almost all aspects. There was one question on tamas versus rajas versus sattva for good sleep. In that, people who are naturally high in sattva, for example, spiritual people, or who are not so much attracted to the worldly attractions, they usually sleep less, but they keep themselves active throughout the day without worrying. So the same thing is explained even with the ill effects of alcohol also, that, you know, they have explained the ill effects of alcohol in madhyatya condition, etc. But they told that these ill effects of alcohol, especially on the mind, will not be felt excessively in a person who is highly sattvic. Whereas in a tamas related thing, increase of tamas leads to increased lethargy, and it can lead to increased sleepiness, but it is not healthy. It needs to be controlled. Although some good quantity of tamas or healthy quantity of tamas is required for the sleep to occur. And if a person has excessive rajas, he will be attracted to all the things in the world, and he will be thinking more worldly, and he might end up with having unnecessary ambitions which might not get fulfilled, etc. So disappointment, all those things can cause disturbance of sleep. Some amount of tamas is required for sleep. Is explained as tamo bhava nidra, as one of the varieties of sleep. So with this, we have covered almost all the questions that have come. And the sleep disturbed with irritable bladder and increased urination, etc., we have covered in the last class itself. So we might not take that up, or maybe irritable bladder as a separate disease, we'll take that up in a different session. So I thank all the participants. We'll wrap this session for today. And thank you all for your active participation and questions. And on behalf of us, all of our students, my words of gratitude to Guruji sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, one and all. And the last word I would like to add here, anybody, if you want to have a good sleep, if possible, you can go so that you have us in my way. So that can be taken as one of the options. If it is available to the people who are interested to go for the particular sleep, something they require, buffalo milk is one of the options. Thank you.
So some people are saying that they miss the words. Is it buffalo milk, right, sir?
It's a buffalo milk. It's a buffalo milk is Nidra Janana. Very clear. Mahisha Kshira.
Yeah, yeah. So on that note, we'll end the session. Thank you, everyone. See you in the next session of Guru Bodha next Sunday. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.